Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rockies are promoting one of their top prospects, Jordan Beck. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, April 30th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And we have another prospect promotion incoming. This time, the Rockies are expected to promote outfield prospect Jordan Beck on Tuesday, with Nolan Jones likely being placed on the IL. Beck has power and speed, off to a nice start at AAA this year, batting .307 with 5 homers, 5 steals, and a .999 OPS. He is 13% rostered. Scott, how do you feel about Jordan Beck? Would you rather have him or Joey Loperfido?
Yeah, it's a close call between the two. I would say Beck, like Loperfido, is not somebody I'm going to rush out and add in every league. I'll put the cutoff at, if it's a league where 300 players or more are rostered, they probably need to add him. Certainly 5 outfielder leagues like traditional Roto. I do prefer Loperfido slightly, but there are pros and cons here with both. Loperfido has the bigger strikeout concerns. Beck kept the strikeouts under control at AAA. He's always walked a lot, so better plate discipline. They both were 20 homer, 20 steal guys last year, have power and speed, but Loperfido's high-end exit velocities are elite, while I would say Beck's are just pretty good. So Loperfido has that higher power ceiling. Of course, Beck has Coors Field, but he also has to contend with a very bad Rockies lineup, and that puts a lot more pressure on him to perform. He can't hide in that lineup as well, and so I wonder if that's going to hold Jordan Beck back here. But on the other hand, Loperfido is a left-handed hitter. He might have to sit occasionally. So I could talk myself into either one. I think ultimately the high-end exit velocities for Loperfido are so high, and the Astros supporting cast so much better than the Rockies, that's I'd lean that way. Joe Adell, who we've hyped up recently, certainly on the full-length podcast, I would rank him over Jordan Beck as well in terms of outfield pickups. Andy Páez, who got called up a couple weeks for the Dodgers and looks pretty good, I'd stick with him over Jordan Beck. But things could go really well for Jordan Beck. This is probably a building block for the Rockies, and not just a guy who was performing well at AAA and is getting a chance with Nolan Jones hurt. This is somebody who I think they plan to build around, and it could go well enough that pretty soon we're talking about adding him in 3 outfielder leagues too.
Again, that is Jordan Beck, prospect with the Rockies, expected to be called up on Tuesday. Let's rank some breakout starting pitchers, and starting with Nick Lodolo, who bounced back with his best start of the season at the Padres. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 11 strikeouts, and 22 swinging strikes. Bryce Miller took a no-hitter into the 7th inning against the Atlanta Braves. Very impressive. 7 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, had 17 swinging strikes, 15 of those coming on the fastball. Ryan Pepiot has turned in a quality start in 3 of his past 4 outings. He threw 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts at the Brewers. And Garrett Crochet had his best start in a while. He was up against the Twins, where he threw 5 innings, 2 runs allowed, with 7 strikeouts. Scott, how are you ranking these breakout pitchers? Crochet, Pepiot, Bryce Miller, and Nick Lodolo.
Boy, it's kind of tough to rank them, and maybe a little recency bias is at work here, but I'm totally buying into everything Nick Lodolo is doing It was the breakout pitcher I was most confident in heading into last year, and he had that trouble with the stress reaction in his leg. It derailed his season, but he's come back this year doing what I thought he was capable of. I would imagine as many whiffs as he got on the curveball in this start, that now both the whiff rate on both the curveball and the changeup are over 50%. I mean, two pitches with a 40% whiff rate would be amazing. And Lodolo is showing two with a 50% or better whiff rate. He now in 29 career starts has five double-digit strikeout efforts, which is also a very good rate. And he's just a super bat misser. Like, everything we could want from an ace, Nick Lodolo, I think, has. And it's just a matter of, is he polished enough to be consistent with it? And I'm going to bet yes. I'm going to hope yes at this point. So I'll go Lodolo number one. Bryce Miller, who's showing excellent bat missing characteristics as well. I'll give him the slight edge over Ryan Pepe. You know what? I'm going to take Pepe over Miller. I don't have a good explanation for it. It's just a hunch. I had more confidence in Pepio coming in, and he's performed well so far. So I'll go Lodolo, then Ryan Pepio, then Bryce Miller, and Garrett Crochet fourth. I like Garrett Crochet. I think he's gotten I think people have been too hard on him for those couple rocky starts that inflated his ERA. Everything else looks great for him other than the ERA, and this was a nice bounce back start against the Twins. But he has by far the worst supporting cast there with the White Sox, and also I think the clearest innings concerns that will impact his usefulness in fantasy.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does. 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.